Welcome back, everybody, to... Why are you doing... Stop that. Welcome back to Intrepid Assholes, Season 2, Episode 9.
Call of
My son was giving me the bushy eyebrow.
He's trying to do
waggling his eyebrows at me while I'm trying to do an intro. Some real dedicated professionalism around the table.
I know that we just finished the last episode, but I missed you all so much.
I know, right?
All right. So a quick recap of last episode. Morgan finally admitted, through no coaxing at all, Michael is the greatest doctor ever.
Ever.
I think we all heard it.
We heard it.
Maybe we should go back and take a listen.
I was there.
No.
Even if you didn't say that he was the best doctor ever without any sort of help, you did call him a doctor.
I admit that, but I will not admit he's the greatest doctor in the world.
You just did. You literally just did.
So we last left our characters, or our two lady investigators. A lady. Are getting dressed together at Sydney's apartment. And the gentlemen are heading over to the safe house. So who wants to go first?
Ladies first.
Ladies
first. Sure, why not? First.
And they have an impending date?
No.
Appointment?
Yes.
Appointment.
With a striking English lord named Thomas Scott in about an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, that's her future husband, right?
No.
We're getting there. She's just got to say yes.
It's a slow roll.
Yeah. Okay, no.
Got you. We've got Michael Azeroth to say it.
No.
Duke Knuckles has said it's going to happen.
Eventually Morgan will say it, either with coaxing or without.
And he'll mean it.
Wow.
No. No.
All right.
Ladies.
So you ladies are in Sydney's apartment.
Yep.
I'm sure you're getting dressed and small talking.
Probably.
We're going over what happened with the flashing lights and how she knew that they were djinn and, you know, everything that happened in the previous, you know, when we went to Sarah Patel's house. Because she's the mystic person, so she's explaining it all to me. And I'm just trying to figure out how she can look good for her new husband.
Mm-hmm.
Parlor shit.
So, what you saw,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm sure that you know that, I mean, there was always rumors, that Sarah had djinn.
It's true.
So, now, remind me, why exactly are we going to go see this Lord Scott?
You want the real reason, or because for some reason I think he might be able to help us.
Okay.
I have a feeling that he will integrate seamlessly into our group somehow.
Why are you looking at me like that? That's horrifying.
No reason. Just we need more information on Andermain, like especially after seeing the scrying, so as much information as we can get, and since Andermain's family's in textiles, and Lord Scott, who is super handsome, is also in textiles, we're just going to see the appointment, and, you know, find out what he knows.
Okay.
You know, maybe the families know each other, and we'll be able to gain more information on the dead twin.
Purely business. Excellent. All right, well.
You ready?
I think I am.
All right, well, let's head out. So we go to...
So these guys are not going to tea time with you, right?
No.
No.
Because you had mentioned bringing escorts.
Oh, yes, you did, didn't you? Do we need an escort?
Yeah.
I'll go.
Do we need them?
Yes.
I mean, we could be one another's chaperone.
Yeah, what the hell?
I got a few tricks up.
I used to be a professional henchman. Who better to escort you than someone whose whole job was to hench?
Are you guys back at the thing?
Yeah, they're supposed to be back at the safe house.
They're at the safe house,
yeah.
So, you're not even here.
They're talking to the wall.
Yes.
My hench sensibilities were offended. I was the best henchman.
Your hench
ever.
Abilities?
Yes, my hench abilities. Thank you.
Sorry, questioned your hench abilities.
Oh my god. No, I think we can act. You wouldn't to me.
Except
given
good
that
things.
You are very well armed, Sydney.
Of course. If anybody tries to hurt you, I will only take them down.
If anyone tries to lay any sort of finger or body part upon me, I am counting on you. Counting on you, Miss Posh.
Okay. All right, girl. Okay, I get the message. All right, but I mean, all right, it's fine.
All right.
We're going to go.
We should probably head out then.
So I, put on my 10 guns, and then we head out.
10 guns, huh?
I don't know. However many I have.
Bandolier.
I was going to say, it was like one of those desperado, like, belts with hella guns on it.
Yeah.
You just walk along.
Yeah. I have my mystical pocket sand.
Boondock Saints.
We are ready.
Yeah. Is it El Duce?
Yeah.
El Duce.
All right. So you guys make your way to the Waldorf. And despite there being a violent, bloody battle there, the open areas, the main entrance and everything has all been cleaned up. So has the grand ballroom. It's like it never happened. So you guys go to the front desk. What is a password front desk, right?
I suppose.
And give them the name of Lord Scott. And they send someone up to the room. Later, comes down the grand staircase, meet you guys.
What a nice gentleman.
Says, ladies, thank you. Now, he is a very handsome man.
Yeah. I nudge Gertie.
Yes.
Gudge nerdy.
I judge nerdy. No, I nudge her.
White nerdy.
Hoping she notices.
I don't know why you're bumping into me.
No reason.
Sydney.
Hopeless. Someone's got to do all the work.
And he says, Miss Posh, what a pleasure. And this is the friend you spoke of?
Yes, this is the lovely Grania.
You don't know that.
I don't know your name.
You don't know that my name is actually Grania. Nobody knows that. It's a secret.
I swear you've told me that before.
I have told you that. Me,
no,
as
I
a
think
player.
Your character is mentioned in the
huh?
game. Yeah, when
no,
when
I don't think I actually
when you're when Bartholomew called you
Gertrude,
we
corrected him and said Grania.
That's not my name. Okay, well, it's okay. Gertie's fine.
Gertie Lane.
See, when I said Grania, I couldn't remember. But when you said Gertie, I was like,
I'm sorry. Yeah.
No,
thanks. Pleasure to meet you. Well, if you ladies would come with me, we have an appointment for tea.
Yes.
Yes, and we'd like to pick your brain about textiles.
Okay.
And the, what is Andermain's last name?
Andermain is his last name.
Darren, or whatever. Oh, yeah, and the Andermain family.
Oh, yes.
Are
such
you familiar?
A, yes, I am, actually. Fun story. We can talk over tea. So he goes and he pulls out your guys' chairs. Mm-hmm. And, helps you as you sit down and then takes a seat himself. And they actually have, it's like a full service kind of a thing. They have food and tea. It's in the restaurant. So he orders you guys this and says, so the Andermains, yes. Actually, as you know, England is not so big a place compared to the Americas. And though lordship isn't quite the distinction it used to be, my family was actually somewhat close with the Andermains up until, the tragedy. Yes, the boys, Nathan and Darren, were within an age. I wouldn't say friends. Schoolmates, perhaps? We went to the same all-boys boarding school.
I see.
They were quite the rambunctious, that's for sure.
And I can assure you that Darren has not changed at all.
Interesting. Nobody's seen Darren for years. Not since his brother was killed.
I see.
Well, we've seen him for years. He's been out here.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I was hoping you might tell me a bit more about, you said his brother was killed?
Yes. Yes, it was quite tragic. Mm. The newspapers reported it quite extensively. He died in a car accident.
I see.
From what rumors have emerged, Darren blames himself.
Oh.
Yes. He said that was the reason he renounced his title and absconded. Broke his father's heart. But
And we're sure that the other twin died.
Oh, my goodness.
I have no tact.
None.
Only when my mom wants me to turn it on. And it
I would not see any reason to fake something of that nature, but...
All I know is I swear I saw him. There were two Andermains. Well, Darren's, I guess.
Yes. Now, would you think that... I mean, knowing the family, of course. Aside from the sons, was there anyone else who might have had a very similar appearance, perhaps?
Oh. Well, both of the boys were nearly identical twins.
Mm-hmm.
Could have been... were the spitting image of their father in his youth.
I see.
If you were to put side-by-side pictures of the three of them, they could have been the same.
Hmm. Sydney, would you have said that your mysterious figure...
I thought it was Andermane. Darren.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Hmm.
That's why I was very upset when he got the slip on me from the shower, because...
I'm sorry. America is quite a fast-moving place. You and Darren are a
no,
couple?
No. She.
Are you married?
No.
And you were showering together?
No.
I mean,
very progressive.
He was on one side of the curtain. I was on the other. You know, just gotta make sure that he was not disappearing.
Just the door.
I gave him an inch.
The door.
And then disappeared.
How ungentlemanly.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, never to give him an inch again.
Oh.
Hmm.
Oh, Sydney. I'm afraid she's to my understanding they were not even in the same room.
Well, no, I mean, he was on the other side of the door. He was in the chair,
yes.
And I was on the outside of the door.
And he made his escape out a window.
Yeah, he went
there
out
was
the
no
I was very upset with him.
Sharing of space in that instant.
How
but
dare
in any
he
case,
leave me?
Hmm.
In any case.
Seemed very emotionally attached to young Lord Andermane.
Only because I think he is evil. And until we can find him and prove that... I mean... You said it yourself. It's highly unlikely somebody would fake a death. So if his twin brother is not dead, then that means it was Darren who was the one up there being evil, even though he somehow was also like running outside with everybody else. It
or
just
or
make sense.
Perhaps that I was attempting to ask you a moment ago, did he appear to be any older than Darren?
I
you
mean,
need a roll for memory.
No, yeah, do I need to roll to see if I remember he might have been older?
Perhaps I've misled you. Mm-hmm. You guys, since you're talking in front of him, right?
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like there was some misidentification, but it couldn't possibly be Lord Andermane.
And why is that?
But his health hasn't permitted him to leave his home in over a decade.
Oh, my.
He's quadriplegic.
This does complicate things a bit.
Okay, so have we discovered anything from this conversation so far?
Not really.
Oh, okay, let me ask the most important question. Are you married?
That's quite forward.
Well, I mean,
no.
I already said I'm quite a forward person. I'm sorry, could you repeat that one more time?
No.
Oh, that's so interesting. No, there's my good friend Gertie.
Yes.
Sydney?
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, back to the topic at hand. Yes.
Yes.
Andermain. Andermain would really want you to get to know Gertie better.
Sydney. Yes. Please. Please.
I'm focused. We're talking about Darren.
You are not focused.
Darren thinks Gertie is great, so you really should just, you know, get to know her before.
Please forgive my friend, Lord Scott.
Oh. Yeah, this is, let me see. Hmm. The Andermain estate would now go into escrow. Hmm. And all of the artifacts, of course, would be seized by the crown and taken for museum pieces. But oh, the rumors that surround those, I tell you.
Such as?
Well, everyone knows the Andermains didn't make their money in textiles.
Oh. I don't know that. What did they make their money in?
I thought you said you grew up in jolly old England.
No, I grew up in India. I'm from London.
Oh.
I was born there, but I grew up in India. Hmm. I don't know much about Darren's
family. There are many rumors that persist that Lord Andermain, the elder, made his money stealing artifacts from local tribes in Africa.
Ah.
He'd then take those and sell them. They say he was heavily involved in practicing rituals and spells.
Do we happen to know, did he involve his sons in any of this? Were there any rumors about that?
When we were in primary school, Nathan had a zeal for such things. Mm. He would hold seances. He would...
He had a zeal for the occult? Maybe he's the one, Gertie. Never mind, wrong time. Keep going.
But when he got kicked out of school, that was quite a blow to their family name. Yes, it was quite a scene too. Yeah, you see, there was this old dog that used to live in the barn at the school where they kept the horses.
Right.
I'm not too clear on this, but over one of our winter breaks, many students went home. Nathan and Darren did not. He was apparently away in Africa, and their mother, God rest her, had died of the consumption. We were told the boys got into some sort of a scuffle, and one thing led to another, and we've heard that Nathan sacrificed this dog for power, energy. I don't really know, because it's been many years, but fascinating enough, I do remember that ruined a lot of business prospects for his father, now that I think about it.
Mm-hmm. I can only imagine.
Yeah. It's quite the talk. I lost touch with the Andermains, and my father decided to distance his business practices from theirs.
Probably.
You said Lord Andermain is still alive?
Yes.
Yeah. Does he still hold most of his artifacts? Do you know that?
Oh, yes. He keeps most of his artifacts at their estate. To it, I would only assume Darren is still the sole heir.
Okay. So you don't have any way of knowing, or you have not been in contact with Darren Andermain recently or at all?
No, like I said, he disappeared years ago and no one's known where he's been. So, so imagine my surprise when you show up and coincidentally bump him to me at a grocery store, start asking me about my old schoolmates.
Yes. Now, forgive me, being American and such. What?
You are forgiven.
American.
For being American, yeah. That is right. God damn, all right, guys. Shit. No, there was a question to that.
How is it that the lordship works if, let's say, maybe Darren decides that he doesn't want the title. Who would it pass to then upon Lord Andermain's death?
Either the son, or if there was a lady, she would continue the name. But unfortunately, at this point, being that Lord Andermain's only two sons are dead and have renounced their title and rights to it, it will go to escrow and it'll pass back to the crown.
I see. That could spell trouble. Did you have any other questions?
You sure you want me to ask?
Not that question. Any other questions?
He's making me.
So, Mr. Scott, are you in the market?
A wife?
I'd say not that question.
I got it anyway.
It's the Sydney.
I would respectfully decline at this time. I'm
as would
good.
I
made a promise that nobody could touch her, so that would be really awkward.
Oh my goodness, Sydney.
I would hate to shoot you, but at the same time, I've got to find her husband.
To shoot me?
For touching her.
Oh.
Good.
It's
gracious.
Really. It's an. I know.
This
it's
is
awkward.
Becoming an
in
increasingly uncomfortable
me.
Conversation.
I agree. Thank you so much for your time. I apologize for my friend.
Yes. Well, should you ever need anything of me, please feel free to reach out. And if you should ever be in England, look me up. We'll go visit some of the most interesting sights you may ever see.
That sounds fascinating.
Thank you so much for your time. You've been so much help. And we leave.
And we
and
leave.
On the way out.
No.
No, and on the way out, I just ask, I just say, so we really do need to find Darren then, because we have to find out, like, what he knows about the occult stuff his dad had, and if there's any way that his, like, what might be going on with the crazy guy looks like him. Although, I don't know how we're going to get him to talk, because he totally ran away from me the first time.
Well, there are always ways. Yes, I hear knuckles cracking in the distance. It must be Duke preparing.
They're calling me.
Somewhere in the distance, my knuckles are itching.
So we go and find him.
Yes.
And fill him in on everything that Mr. Lord, Duke, whatever Scott has
what?
Told us.
All right, so you guys meet back at the safe house.
Mm-hmm. We stole a guy.
We what? Have trash can here.
Yes.
I threatened a guy.
Sweet, I'm proud of all of us.
I'm saying this quietly. I'm mouthing, he said I'm a doctor, so Morgan can't hear me. I'm saying it to them.
You should just say it to them.
Oh, yeah. So Morgan kind of said that I was a doctor.
Did he now?
Best doctor ever. When did that happen?
Well, I mean, you, I don't know. When I put him under in hypnosis, you kind of... I don't know. You just started randomly talking and saying that I was the best doctor ever. And I don't know where it came from, but what are you rolling for?
I just rolled a 29 for my fight brawl.
Punch him in the face.
Oh my gosh.
Oh right. My gosh.
Boys.
Fellas, we stole a guy. We have to focus on the guy.
We stole trash can Waltz.
You stole a...
Yes, trash can Waltz is laying on the floor.
Oh
literally
my.
Tied up at hand and foot.
Is he is he conscious?
Okay. Yeah, he's got a gag in his mouth. He's like...
Well, he did say we stole a guy.
We stole a guy.
Yes!
Trash can... I put trash can Waltz under hypnosis. This cool trick that I learned somewhere. I can't remember. He said something about they betrayed us, that they were such a good team. I had him talk about his group before.
Mm-hmm.
And that they betrayed us, and then something about blue lights, which honestly, if I can recollect any blue lights that we've come across, it's the blue lights underneath the cobbler shop.
He did say that, there was some banging going around down there, too.
Yeah.
Late at night. Apparently, we're not done with that place.
Did you get any information on where Andermay might be?
No, not really.
Damn.
So it sounds like we need to... Explore the cobbler shop
again? You do know Andermain was there.
We do, because we did also find a bullet casing.
Oh.
Wait, did we actually check what kind of gun it came from?
No.
Can
we
check?
Checked it. Yeah.
Just in case.
Can we check?
Just Sydney, you would probably know what kind of gun this belongs to, wouldn't you?
Probably.
Honestly, you don't have to roll. It's 45 caliber.
standard.
Yeah.
45 caliber.
It's about all you're going to know from it.
Is that what Anderman uses?
Yes.
Last shot.
There's a small chance that it could be Anderman. It was in what looks like the same alley that we saw in that silent picture.
Yes.
I love your disbelief.
But, I mean, yeah, I think it'd be worth checking the cobbler shop out.
Didn't something terrible happen to you last time?
That's why we're going in prepared this time.
I think you guys get the distinct impression going back there could mean death for you.
Yeah, that's why I was like,
could. But where else are we going to find blue lights? Not
go to the cobbler shop?
We should probably not.
Well, then how are we going to find Andermain or move? Like,
can't you do a tarot whatever thing to about like blue lights?
Sorry. As you guys consider the room you're in and the Russian people who attacked you and the Russian people who attacked you at the and the Russian people who attacked Madame Malia.
That's the next, actually, what I was going into next.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
But you want to rush into anything?
As it were, yes.
Yes.
Definitely. We need to go attack the Sicilians.
There it is. Oh,
we gotta
man.
Go find the Tony.
The deductive reasoning, man.
Maybe I knocked something loose when he got hypnotized.
Way to
when
go, Sherlock.
Hypnosis. When I got hypnosis.
No, my brother's Sherlock. I'm more like Minecraft.
Minecraft.
You said Minecraft.
There was an N in there. It sounded Minecraft. Like you said the game.
I don't know.
Thanks. Oh, we're definitely rolling that one back.
Take this Minecraft. Take this Minecraft.
Oh, God. Anyways.
Oh, boy.
Is that our production studio? God.
You guys check out the Russians?
Who would have information on the Russians? I don't want to go straight to them because I'm scared.
How exactly would we do that?
If only one of you had underworld contact you could press.
Oh,
if,
God.
Or only someone knew someone.
Someone named Henshin. All right,
fine. I'll go ask some people.
Who? All right. Can we have like a number one, number two here?
Unfortunately, I never henched for the Russians. They were Russian.
Yes.
Yes,
right, so. But I might have some underworld contacts that did hinge for the Russians.
Oh, right, so, yes.
Blood knuckles activate.
What? Form of
contacting people we only hit up when we need information.
Yeah, damn right.
Sounds about right.
So are you guys all going?
Yeah. Blood
yes.
knuckles activate.
Sure. Somebody's got to look after these assholes.
These intrepid assholes.
God damn it, you beat me.
So. It is in early afternoon, but you do know of a couple spots you could probably hit up to get a little bit of information. Not Morgan.
You're damn right.
As a matter of fact, you know of a, not a club, an old bar where the Russian mobsters frequent, but you're not necessarily going in there for information from the crowd. You really wouldn't be welcomed very much.
No, I would not. It's for crime and punishment, and they still didn't like me.
Like a group poetry session or something?
That's just Spanish out here reading crime and punishment like, man, things are weird in Spain.
But you do know that the bathroom attendant...
My brother.
He's literally, for those who don't know, is a guy who stands in the bathroom. They still do it today in men's bathrooms and hand you a paper towel and
or a breath mint.
Has a breath mint or some gum or cologne or
but
deodorant.
But hear stuff.
And he puts ice in the urinals and it's very, very classy.
Very classy.
Yes.
Yeah, you better tip
absolutely.
The man too. He deserves a tip.
And he does hear quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
So,
more than just Dookie drops.
Now, Duke, you know you would stick out in there like a sore thumb. And call too much attention to your cause. So you're probably going to have to get someone to go in and give him a message.
Okay, 20 y'all's the whitest.
The whitest?
I mean,
y'all got to look Russian. That's where they make white folks.
Who's going in?
I'll go in.
I will.
A woman would probably stick out too much, Jesse.
Yeah, I was just going to say, yeah.
Okay, well.
We could go in.
Okay.
I'm going to need y'all to work as a group in tandem.
Look,
together.
You've already admitted that I'm the greatest doctor ever. Your words, not mine. So, You might as well stick with it.
I need y'all to work together to get this message to the bathroom attendant, whose name is...
Irrelevant?
Yeah, irrelevant.
That's an interesting name.
Go find my man Irrelevant.
Irrelevant.
We'll call him Justin Todd.
All right, we'll go in there.
And the reason he's a bathroom attendant no longer henching is because he got his legs broken by a crowbar.
And again, I had to do what I had to do, all right?
He took an arrow to the knee.
Yeah, he is no longer a hench venturer.
Wait, so so there's bad blood between you then, right?
No, I got all the bad blood.
Oh, God.
I got it all out now.
There's bad blood.
That was good.
Yeah, so
do you even know what the joke is there?
No, he does not.
You don't know, do you?
No.
Justin Todd. Jason Todd was the second Robin. He was killed by Joker
with a crowbar.
Oh,
and again, I'm sorry.
And he comes then back. there was a movie called Bad Blood.
Look, the I Batman made you Bad laugh, Blood. So I'm gonna take it.
Okay. Yep.
I can't believe he said it.
I know that was really good.
I was like, I was shocked it happened. It lined up.
Right.
The stars aligned.
Anyways,
yeah. So this guy might have a problem with me showing up there.
No, you didn't break his knees.
Okay, cool.
He's just a retired older guy from...
Couldn't hinge hard enough, I guess.
Well, all right, so, the crime life gets old after a while and you want a long lifestyle. What's your message for
him? What am I doing? Yeah.
Message is, we need to know what the Russians have been up to, who the Russians have been going after and who they're going after next. We got to find some way to preempt their action.
So that's a good question to ask him. Perhaps maybe just maybe a note that says,
"Meet here,
meet us outside after work."
Just JT outside, or you know, it's Knuckles. Meet me outside in 10, in the back in 10.
Yes. Hand him this. Scribble, scribble, scribble. There you go. Hand my man JT this. He'll know what to do. He'll come out. We'll chop it up. Get what we need.
Okay. So you guys go inside.
Oh, tell him to wash his hands first.
So, like I said, it's a little past 2 because they went to their thing at 2 and took some time to get over. I'm going to say it's like 4 or 5 in the afternoon. So you guys go into the bar. And even at this time, though people are just now getting out of work, this isn't the kind of bar that really caters to working class stiffs. But of the clientele, there's maybe 8 or 9 people in there. It's a smoky, dark room. Small, some tables with bar stools around them. There's actually a scrubbed oak bar, right? Soft music plays in the corner and dim lighting shows from the hang down overhead lights.
Atmospheric.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, a thin layer of smoke pervades over everything. 8 pairs of eyes turn to you when you open the door and let in the cursed outside light.
We'll find out they're all vampires.
I just kind of look at them and just like nod as I walk up to the bar.
They just kind of stare at you and follow you with their eyes.
Go to the bar, sit down at the bar, sit at the bar, and order a drink.
Guy comes up cleaning a glass.
Ah. Vodka?
Are you lost?
No.
What do you want?
Well, what do you got?
Vodka.
Vodka?
Deja vu.
Puts down 2 glasses.
Got water?
Yeah. Puts down a glass in front of you. Pours vodka into it.
I knew that was going to happen.
Russian water.
I knew it was going to happen.
I remember my Russian. Slancha? How much?
Yeah, whatever the hell the going rate of vodka, his water. He cents.
75 is the tip.
Disappears before it even hits the counter.
I don't think that was water. We just poured more
vodka
into the
glass. Shut up and drink it.
He starts walking away.
Walk
character.
Wasn't that funny?
Puts a glass under the table, picks up another one, and starts wiping it out.
Okay, yeah, I drink it.
It burns like hell. It is like a demon opened your throat and pissed down it. It is so bad. It is just straight up potato water.
Morgan, it's a little strong. Just careful.
Sure, kid.
So I don't know who you're calling kid.
You, with that weak-ass constitution you got.
Look at the attitude he adopted. I was like, yeah, I'm older than you.
I'm not much of a lightweight. I'm just...
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you've been busy...
Doctoring.
Doctor.
Like a little I'm a child. Scholar.
No one becomes an alcoholic in medical school.
I mean...
Wait a minute.
So, moving on, you guys are going...
Get that message
I'll go to the bathroom.
No, you're not. No, you're not.
I have to go to the bathroom.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
You're going to wait right here because you're the most obvious one out of
I
all
really
of us.
Have to go to the bathroom. Well, this is just like a two-in-one thing, okay?
No, you're going
to
stay here.
I really need to go. I'm going to the bathroom. Screw him. I'm older than him.
Do you have the note?
No, but...
He's got to make us night water.
Stay gotta
here. Make night water.
You stay here and you keep sipping that vodka.
I drink all of it. What about you? What
I finished that? Mine already.
You
and
did?
I'm gonna go to the bathroom right now.
I'm so tired.
Alright. You are very obvious.
Not very obvious.
Yes.
I'm just louder. Here. I'm just louder than you. Alright, fine. Just go take the stupid note in.
Alright, thank you.
So as you're walking into the bathroom, you look back over your shoulder and you see two very large Russian men sit down flanking Brennan on either side. Oh, I'm sorry, yeah. Michael.
Michael.
Say, we buy you drink, yes?
Yeah, I can go for a water. Yeah.
Ah, water! Ha ha! He slaps you on the back really hard.
Oh, that can't be good. Oh, wow!
I'm out. I got a mission.
All right, so you enter the bathroom. It's a sizable place. There's a long trough about 10 feet long, peeing trough, right? And two stalls on the end on each side of the wall. Stand was set up. Of course, back then they didn't have hand paper towels. They actually had real towels, and there's a gentleman standing there who's folding and setting out towels and straightening mints and cigarettes and stuff like that.
Right. No one's in the store.
You can see under the stalls. Down at the end, you don't see any feet.
All right. So I go use the restroom, you know, give a little show. Not like a show, like, hey, look what I got.
Hey! Like, what?
We're not here for that. Hey.
I learned this one in the army.
It's called the helicopter. Sorry.
Oh my god.
It's called Walk the Dog. Watch.
Gross.
Anyway, so afterwards, I go back over there. I go over to wash my hands. I'm like, hey, can I get a little help? You know, obviously pointing to the fact that I only have one hand available.
Yeah, so he wets one of the washcloths and puts some soap on it and puts it in your hand for you to rub around.
Yeah, thank you. Is your name Justin?
Yes, sir, it is.
Oh, okay. I got a little note from a mutual friend of ours.
Is that so?
Yeah, here you go. His name is Duke.
Duke Knuckles. He reads the note, crumbles it, or folds it up and puts it inside of his inner vest pocket. Yeah, I used to know Duke back in the day. Saved my bacon not too long ago. I hope. Tell him I'll meet him outside. Over on alley side, second door from the end of the building. 15 minutes.
15 minutes, second door. Got it.
All right. You know, I finish drying my hand and then I exit.
As you come out, you hear loud, raucous music playing. You see a bunch of dancing, and they're doing that weird kicky Russian dance. Yeah. And they're all chanting, Michael, 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 as he's crossed his arms and he's doing it too and throwing it out. And every time he throws his hands out, they say, hey.
He's, 5 minutes.
He had a lot of fun.
The song ends and the guys sit there, oh, and they're all hugging Michael and slapping him on the back. No, you make your way through the crowd of 8 people to
Morgan.
Morgan. Yeah.
5 minutes. Couldn't leave you alone for 5 minutes.
Hey, Morgan. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing great. These guys are awesome. At first, I was like terrified they were going to kill me, but now they're pretty cool.
And one of the guys comes over and puts his hand on Michael's shoulder. Ah, you are best and great doctor, huh? Who are you?
Name's Morgan.
Ah, I know you, Morgan. Yes. You think he is great doctor too, yes?
No.
You're shaking your head hesitantly, no.
No, not hesitantly, just no.
He puts his hand on your shoulder and gives it a good squeeze. I think you reconsider, yes?
I look up to meet his eye because I'm assuming he's taller than me.
He's about a foot taller than you, yeah.
Just looking right in the eye, I go like, nyet.
He presses his thumb into your shoulder injury. And it hurts like hell.
Yeah, but this is not a dick measuring contest that Morgan is gonna lose. Keep their composure.
You wanna roll that constitution?
That's right. All right.
And I passed it.
Yeah, you passed it, but barely. Yeah. You can feel the swoon creeping in if he keeps going. Mm-hmm. All right. He lets up on the pressure. And he goes, you and I, we talk of this. Yes?
Ah.
Yes. Gives you a hearty slap on the back. Enough to have you stumble forward a little bit.
Okay.
The pain is exploding in your arm and chest.
Don't let him see it. Yeah. Don't let him see it, too. Nothing.
All right.
Stone face.
So, and you guys leave?
You good there, Morgan? You need a little doctor in?
Doctor.
No, especially not from you. Let's go outside.
Okay. Right.
So you guys head outside. And as, right as you come through the door.
As I leave, I'm like, I hope you got good insurance. Oh my God.
Damn.
What the hell happened in there?
That's all. Ah!
Oh, God damn, that bear of a human.
Russians can drink.
Ah! What the is this news to you? Why? Why don't they let me go in place? Okay. Big question. Did y'all pass the note?
Yeah. It was my emergency whiskey.
Here, swig.
Oh, okay, thank you.
Jeez.
Oh, that's much better.
Are you wasted?
No, you're wasted.
Oh, God.
I know you are, but what am I? Yeah.
We got what we needed to get done. We'll roll around the block, try to walk off whatever the hell this is.
It's called pain.
A big 6 foot tall Russian dude squeezes his shoulder.
That
shoulders.
Was a bear, not a human.
I'm all right. We're walking around the block. 15 minutes. We'll come back here. I'm talking to my mans. Maybe just sweep it off in the car, Mike.
So you guys go for a little walk around the block and make yourself scarce. The pain wears off. The hangover will creep in eventually, but for now, you're still feeling pretty freaking good.
I am the best doctor.
And you guys come back around from the alley side, and there, as expected, is JT. He's waiting outside, smoking a cigarette.
Yo, yo! Yo, high sign. Keep Let him know it's me.
Says, keep it down.
Oh, aye. Flip the collar over, saunter over. What you say, JT?
What do I say about what?
Well, you know what we're here for. We're trying to figure out what's up with the Russians, man. They've been coming after me and my, I guess you can call them my crew. They've been coming after us pretty heavy. couple of us still got some lead in us, and I want to know who the hell is paying them to do this. They seem to have very little to do with all the other things we're chasing after, so I assume follow the money.
Other things?
Not important. Point is, they're trying to shoot us. I'm trying to get ahead.
Piss them off?
Who knows? Lived a long enough life of pissing enough people off, perhaps, but I don't think this one's personal. I think this one is, you know, this is hired gun.
You're going to have to give me something more than that.
Well,
Russians are a major player.
Well, the last couple, they've attacked this guy know about the society? He would know about the society.
Maybe not. But.
Okay, well, they attacked me, and they attacked us a couple of times. Me and the people I've been working with investigating some weird shit.
What do you mean, weird shit?
I had to fight a giant bird. That was weird enough. Anywho, I'm going on with the Russians and the Sicilians, man. I hear they're making moves. I just need to know what.
Oh, okay.
Do we still have the photos with us, or did they have the photos? The girls have the photos.
I don't recall who took the photos.
I thought
photos of what?
The photos, because I was going to say they put a hit out on all of us.
Oh, I have those.
They put a hit out on all of us, and
that would help.
They
actually
had photos of us, along with dates and times with what we're assuming.
More butts. What? Photos.
Oh, yeah.
More butts.
More butts.
More butts.
More butts.
Morgan. Here you go. How about this?
So, yeah, pass them over, yada, yada.
He looks through the photos. Right? Okay, and the letter. He looks at them. Yeah. They're gunning for you.
This look like they're all their handwriting is MO.
It's written in Russian.
I guess that would help, yeah. Well, what about them and the Sicilians? They're making moves. I just don't know what.
I've heard some things about that. They're two of the biggest players in New York right now.
They usually don't play fair together.
No, they usually don't play together at all.
Mm-hmm.
But I hear they're being backed right now by some rich guy from across the pond.
UK?
Yeah, but it's some weird stuff.
Weird like how? He's not just paying them to shoot people that he don't like?
No, they're looking for something, or they're trying to find something, I don't know. They got the Russians going on these weird trips I hear about to the graveyards.
Graveyards?
Digging up tombs in the middle of the night. Heading out to Florida to...
They're really going all over the place. It's not just New York.
No. This is past Massachusetts and all the way down to Texas for a couple of things.
What? That's half a world away. That being said, well, who any frequent contacts and who's he talking to?
Albert Tony.
What's his deal?
Yeah, he's a new player. Came in about 4 years ago.
Younger than us then.
Absolutely. Made his climb up in the family pretty quick, but the guy's a freaking whack job.
Dangerous whack job or liability whack job?
All whack jobs are dangerous. You can't predict what they're going to do.
Fair enough. Wild cards are wild.
But look, man, he's into the spooky, witchy-poo kind of stuff. You know what I mean?
Oh, God.
And he's the main point of contact for your rich English guy. You want to shake Andreas Albertoni down? He likes to hang out down in Central Park. For whatever freaking reason, this dude loves the zoo.
Really? And now, is he the type of person to be dangerous to approach, packing heat? Got people around him, anything like that? Or would I be able to just duke knuckles this whole thing?
I can't tell you. He's never come in here. But his counterpart is Gregor Markov.
What's his deal?
Very similar. Old country. He comes around here once in a while, but he's the kind of crazy that you can't mess with. And I'm not talking he might say something. He might just kill you.
Oh, okay.
I've heard he's killed cops out on the open street.
Okay, so lighter touch with him.
Back in Russia, they called him the Black Death.
Oh, no. That should have been my nickname.
Should have.
Hey, we need a deaf guy.
I'm the closest thing we...
We need a deaf guy?
Looking at Brennan right now, he's like, we need a deaf guy. And he like stuffs something in his mouth and just keeps staring down. Like.
Yeah, go on. He's a little drunk.
I was eating a peach ring, my bad.
Yeah, I had 7 double shots in 5 minutes, I think. Of water.
Yeah, water.
Told me on our walk he just ordered water. I don't believe him.
But
so, Markov, and what's this other guy, Andreas? Well, all right. That's following the money.
But look, you got to be careful. This ain't normal stuff. I don't know if you've seen or noticed, but New York's getting darker by the day. Some bad stuff going on. You might be wise to get out of town.
Eh, well, bad stuff going down is kind of my business. If it's going down here, I need to be here.
Do you know where?
Where it's going down?
Yeah, any big jobs happening?
I hear the Russians got a delivery coming in tomorrow night down at the docks. You want to get a little more information? You might want to scope that out.
Tomorrow night at the docks, huh?
We'll be very careful just in case this Markov cycles around.
Check the international inbound. Something about live cargo.
Oh, really? We might actually be able to get ahead of it this time instead of getting the drop on us.
I gotta go. If I'm out here much longer, they're gonna notice.
All right, JT, you stay up. Stay cool. This makes us even.
All right.
Well, we got what we need as best as we can get it. We need to reconvene with the ladies.
Sounds good. All right, so you guys travel back over to where the ladies are?
Yep.
By the most direct route possible?
Instant teleportation.
Through space and time.
Yeah, through storytelling.
Guys, I'm the mystic.
All right, so you guys arrive back at the safe house. Waltz is awake. Now, during that time, have you guys just, girls, have you just kept them tied up?
I didn't go with them.
No. I don't know. I feel like I would have at least ungagged him.
Okay.
I agree. He like made him comfortable and
maybe was he hurt?
Some soup. Was he hurt?
No, he wasn't. Remember.
Okay. Yeah. Talk to him a little bit. See if we can't get to know anything that might be important or not. Just make him more comfortable so that he might want to talk at some point.
That feels like uncomfortable for him. I'd imagine.
The whole situation is uncomfortable for him.
He's tied up on a chair. So yeah.
Yeah.
Why is he more comfortable than when I last left him?
I
object to this.
He doesn't have a lot more information to give than what he's already shared.
Okay.
And I would assume you guys at some point broach the subject of Andermain and his and all that.
Yeah, probably.
It is almost like he starts hyping into a hysterical level.
Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm. Probably would have put a stop to that pretty quick. I'm like, you know what? No, I don't want a crazy person on my hands. I'm the crazy person.
Can't be two.
What
did that slip up on you there?
Can't be two of them.
There can only be one.
Like, only so many rooms for right. Crazy people. Yeah.
So you guys get back to the safe house.
And yes.
What happened?
Relay. And that's what happened. And also, you know.
And that's the way it goes.
It looks like we can actually get ahead of this. If we can beat that dock shipment down and get some info. Or if we can find these contacts getting this big money. And I know that it sounds like we could just jump to the conclusion, but we need to figure out if this English backer is who we think it is.
Who do we think it is?
Well, Andermain.
Oh,
that's not what I was saying. I was thinking that Scott
guy. Lord Snooty Britch or whatever.
Wait, what?
Lord Windy Britches?
Windy Britches, no.
No, Lord, what was the guy you guys going to go see?
Scott. Wait, so Scott. We think which backer could be Thomas Scott, Darren Andermain, or Lord Andermain?
No,
he's not a lord.
Well, no, his father might have been.
His father is.
Remember, his father, they spoke spitting image of their father.
I mean, I just think everything's Nathan anyway, but...
Like, well, we have subjects. We know they're British, and there's only a few British people in New York that pertain to this.
There's only one island with British people right, on, so that narrows it down. Sydney.
Got a locus.
Wow. Am I a British person in New York that pertains to this?
Yes.
Mo Butts?
Except for Sydney, because she shoots the people that shoot at us.
Yes.
Yeah, but she's always behind us.
Yeah,
and yet, you're not shot. I think that is a very good point in my favor.
Windy Bridges is American, isn't he?
No.
Hey, that's the guy that we talked to.
He's old money, but he's English. Bartholomew P. Windy Bridges.
Yes, I know. He's... You know, he's also
well, we got it narrowed down. We just need somebody with enough bread to bankroll this, what seems to be a very large operation going on. They're not just here in New York. They're all over the place doing creepy, weird stuff that I think must have something to do with that whole cobbler shop basement thing that we dealt with.
So we're ruling out Gert's husband, right?
What?
We're not ruling nobody out. If he got bread, we're ruling him in.
Okay, you're ruling Gert's husband in.
He's not my husband, but...
Fiancé,
what else? No, what she keeps neither. This gentleman that I just met...
That you're in love
today,
with?
No.
Too much?
Oh, my God.
Michael.
Everybody.
Very talky.
Everybody. Need to calm down.
How much money he got? It's a pertinent question.
No, you're right.
He's
he appears to be rather well-to-do, and I think he is, well, personally, he's at the top of my suspect list.
Your list? He's at the top of your
suspect
list?
I did say that very specifically and very clearly. I have excellent oration skills. Thank you, sir.
You did say he was at the top of your list.
You did say that.
You can't argue with. For the truth.
Maybe you should.
Well,
talk. I don't know. I don't.
I mean, my plan at this point is to round up any rich British person and just trash can them like we did. Tie them up, bring them in here, and make them do what we want.
Execute any British person it could possibly be.
You know,
trash can them.
That would not be an excellent idea, given that people who have a lot of money tend to like to
have access to the Russians. Exactly. Good point.
Have access to people who could come and find them. And also potentially kill us.
All right, diplomacy.
The Russians, they could still be considered the Russians. People were to come and find them and kill us.
Beat the shipment or something along those lines. But we gotta get ahead of this for once. I'm tired of getting shot at.
So we still haven't found Darren Andermain to ask him anything.
Nope.
And we need to somehow find this British backer who we don't know who they are. To find out what they know and why they keep sending people after us.
He also did say that he was having these people rob graves.
Yeah, they're doing
so
all this weird stuff.
I don't know what your mystical voodoo hooju stuff that has to do with that, but...
Well...
You're the mystic woo.
Can one of you please make him a black coffee? Yeah.
Yeah, so we got plenty of leads at this point. We just have to get ahead of this.
Mm.
Finally, we can maybe shoot somebody before they shoot at us.
Right, so, the shipment's coming in tomorrow night?
Mm.
Tomorrow night.
Mm. And we know that this Andres guy likes to frequent the zoo.
Yeah.
So we could do two birds, one stone tomorrow. Or two birds, one trip, whatever.
Get two birds, stone once.
You could say two birds, stone once thing, yeah.
We can go do
stone once.
He's drunk. Anyways, so... We can go hang out at the zoo for a little bit, check out the animals, maybe rough up some guys, and then head over to the shipment to see if maybe we find anything.
What are we gonna do?
Would roughing up guys at the zoo tip off anybody about
probably?
I feel like
at the shipment?
Beating the crap out of one in the middle of a zoo would be a little bit of a tip off.
I mean, I don't care about that. I do care about if it disrupts the shipment.
I can do the.
I mean, the shipment's gonna arrive regardless.
But whether how well they're like prepared,
you can hypnotize them.
I could hypnotize the guy. Mm. Nobody would. I mean, like I'm a scholar. I fit in the zoo.
You're slurring pretty badly, Michael. Just sit down. Let me make you some coffee.
Yeah. All right. Well, I guess we'll wait until tomorrow to start all of this.
We all clear on the plan then? Mm-hmm. Go to the zoo, get some info, intercept the shipment, get ahead of this, and shoot at them first for once.
Yeah, I gotta go home and take a nap. Clear as
All right.
That sounds like a plan to me.
Looks like the heroes have finally decided to get ahead of this, as Duke Knuckles had said about 8 times.
You're goddamn right. I'm all about pacing.
Next week, we're going to discover why a single Italian guy hangs out at the zoo all day and what's coming in on that ship. What do the Russians and the Italians stand to gain by working together? And maybe even find out where Andermain's been all this time and get some answers out of him. Thank you for joining us again on Intrepid Assholes, and have a great weekend.
Bye.
Come more like Minecraft. Like Minecraft. 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 More like Minecraft.